Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Ayin Hey. We are still in Perek Meruba. Baruch Hashem, every day is chock full. So today's daf continues. Tomorrow's daf, we'll get into some Tumen Taro. We'll see what we're going to say on daf Ayin Zayin. The smallest daf, maybe one of the smallest daf in Minchas. Only 9 words on Amud Aleph. But, the Gemara, Tosus has a lot to say. But Baruch Hashem, that'll be Sunday's daf, but today we continue with daf Ayin Hey in Baba Kama. Let's start with Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ganav al Pishnayim, V'tavach u'machar al Pied Echad. The Mishnah was still talking about the Tzvicha Mechira. So somebody steals, two witnesses see him steal, and the Tzvicha Mechira only happened with one aid, right? Only one aid says that he was Tavach u'machar. O al Piatzma, or he admits, right? Two aidim say that he stole, and he's like, yeah. But not only did I steal, I was Tavech Mocher. So Mishan Tashlame Kefel, Eina Mishan Tashlame Dalet Behei. So he pays Kefel, because that was Apishnayim, but he does not pay Dalet Behei. Rashi says why? Modi B'Knas Pater, right? Dalet Behei is considered a Knas, and therefore he is Pater for Knas. The Meiri, what about the Eid Echad case? That's why Alpi Atzmo is Pater. What about the Alpi Eid Echad case? Even al pi echad, if one eid says you were toveach u'mocher, that also is not good enough. So the Meiri says, as we know, Gemara says eid echad is kum l'shvua and not l'mamon. Right, an eid echad. If you bring an eid echad for anything, you can never be mechayev a person to pay, but you have to make him swear. There is then a principle in Masechta Shvua, it's a huge topic, called mitoch she'ini yachal lishava mishalim. If a person doesn't swear or cannot swear, then there's a backup of Mamon. But generally, we do not say that an Eid Echad is directly a Mechayev Mamon. So that's what the Meiri says. He is Pater, even though an Eid Echad says that that he was Toveach U'mocher. There is a Machlokas, we've shown him here though, very important. Sorry? One second. So the Rashba and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz here have a machlokes. It's not really here. The Rashba and the Rabbeinu Peretz are both on earlier. Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, where this Gemara also comes up. What happens if he admits out of the Shvua? Eid Echad b'chayv b'Shvua, and he says, okay, you're right. So does that, by a Knas, Mashbi, right? If an Eid Echad says you're chayv a Knas, and then you say, you're right. So is that Modi b'Knas Pater? Or not. That's a machlokas. Says the Rashba, Def Memalas Mabes. She'ain shvuas eid echad b'kfiras baldavar el b'makam she'im hoda mischayev alpiv. She'ain ha'shvua el k'deisha yoda v'kan ila hoda patur de'enu mishalim knas al piyatzmo. The whole point of a shvua usually is to get you to admit and then you're going to be chayev. But here, if you admit, you're going to be patur. So you can't say that the shvua is going to be mechayev you. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says no. If he admits me out of the shvua, so that's not called modi b'knas, because it was the shvua that drove you to admit. It wasn't the personal hoda, and therefore you're going to be chayev in that case. That's a hoda. What's the machlokas about? Or the machlokas whether a hoda out of a shvua is called modi b'knas pater or no? A hoda out of a shvua is like hodas baldin kibay edim dami. So which is it? So the Achronim explain, maybe this is based on how you view Shvuas Eid Echad. When the Gemara says that Echad comes with Shvua, with a backup for money, so the Granat and other Achronim say that maybe what the secret is, Kiveger says in the Tshuva, maybe the secret is how do you view the Ne'emanus of an Eid Echad? Ha'im kol Ne'emanus Eid Echad hi l'chayv Shvua bilvad. And if you don't take the Shvua, you have to pay. But it's not like the Eid Echad has anything to do with that. Or, and we discuss this, in the end of Kiddushin, I think that's Samachay or so, that no, really an Eid Echad is Mechayiv money as a backup. You could get out of that, you could be poter yourself from that Chiyav Mamon with a Shvua. But really, it's Eid Echad is half an Eid, half a Kant. You don't look at it as nothing. It's half a Kant. So if you say, oh, she Eid Echad Neman ala Maiso, Bala Chayiv Mamon, El Shish Lenitva, Efshorously Pater Adei Shvua. So maybe that's the machlokas between the Rashba and Rabbeinu Peretz. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, really an Eid Echad is b'chayiv mamon. It's b'chayiv mamon. So if you admit, you didn't admit. Really, it was the aid. So therefore, you are going to be chayiv. That's not called modi b'knas pater. Mashenket, if you say, what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, no, a Shavua, Shavua is a Shavua. Eid Echad has nothing to do with Mammon. You're right. If you don't take a Shavua, the Torah says, Mitoch Sheni Yachad Hashem Mishalim. So in that case, though, that's usually, like the Rashba says, if when you admit, you'd be Chayiv. But here, if you'd admit, you'd be Pater. So therefore, you'd say Modeh B'Klas Pater, even in the case where the Shavua is what generated the Hodah. That is a huge topic. Again, I think we discussed it last, Bava Kama, in Kedushin Daf Samachay, but that is brought up here as well. Okay, that has to do with this line of the Mishnah of Al Pi Atzmo. The Mishnah here says, you're not Chayiv Dalid Vehe. Continuing, Gana V'Talach B'Shabbos. If you stole and did Tficha on Shabbos, right, this is going to be a case where you're going to be Chayiv Kefel and not Dalid Vehe. So the Meiri says it has to be a case where the Geneva, you don't have Kimle on the Geneva. Because you're going to be Chayiv Kefal. So either Gana V'Talach B'Shabbos means you stole before Shabbos and you just did the Tzvicha on Shabbos, or you stole it in a way when you wore a Mechal Shabbos when you stole it, meaning you picked it up in the Rishus of the Niza, of the Nignaf. Right? So you wore Mechal Shabbos at all, right? You're in his Rishus, but you picked it up. Hagbah is Kone B'Rishus HaNignaf. Right? Other Kinyanim do not work. So either way, the Geneva was not, you didn't have Kimli on the Geneva. So Gona V'Tavach B'Shabbos, Gona V'Tavach L'Avodah Zarah, or you stole it and you shechted it to Avodah Zarah, where again, the Geneva happened beforehand, and Tzficha L'Avodah Zarah, not for now, but right, what makes something Aser L'Avodah Zarah? So we know that the Dalet Avodos that are automatically Aser to Avodah Zarah, even if it's not the normal way to service Avodah Zarah. Right? Shechita, Zrika, Halah, Hatara, meaning burning something, that, let's say there's an Avodah Zarah that usually you just throw a rock at. Right, but instead, right, you sacrifice the Avodah Zarah. It's going to be Aser anyway. So this is anyway, because there are Dalet Avodos that we do to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. So those four are Aser to any Avodah Zarah automatically, even if it's not the Derech to serve the Avodah Zarah in that way. Shechita is one of them. So right here, Gavda V'Tavach L'Avodah Zarah. Plus, after that, besides those four, so the then it's the Derech of that Avodah Zarah, that's also Aser. Now we have the opposite cases of the previous Mishnah. If you stole from your father, and then the father died, and now so therefore you own a part of this animal now, and then you shecht it, so you're going to be putter, because you didn't shecht the whole animal, that is not yours. Or let's say you were makdish it, and then you did tvicha mechira, so that's tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf, that's the gonav hakdasha, that's what we've discussed. Kachim is Beach and Kachim is the Kabayas. But Baruch Hashem, Tosa says it both in Dafayin Vav and Dafayin Tes, so we'll get to explain it on a weekday next week as well. So, Gana Vehikdash Vakat Tavachumachar, so if you're Makdash it and then you shechted it or sold it, Mishlam Tashlume Kefel, then Mishlam Tashlume Dalib, in all these cases, you did a regular Maisa Geneva, that's Machayev you, so you pay Kefel, as long as Adim said that you're Chayev, but you don't pay Dalib, in all these cases. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Kadshim Shechayev Achriyusan Mishlan Tashlumei Dalet Behei She'en Chayev Achriyusan Pater. So Reb Shimon says, no, it depends. This is Reb Shimon Shita of Davar Hagorim L'Mamon. If you have Kadshim Shechayev Achriyusan, as we know, we saw it in Mishnah in Nedarim, there's a difference between a Neder and a Nedava. Neder, Hare Alai, I must bring an animal to the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore I choose one of my animals to fulfill that Neder. If that animal gets stolen, I have to bring another animal to the Beit HaMikdash, because I said Hare Alai. It's focused on the Gavra. It's focused on the Gavra, so then that is something that if it's lost, I have to substitute it. Therefore, if you stole it, you stole something that is worth money to me. That's Davar HaGorim L'Mamon, and that's where Mishnah could have to pay Dalar V'Hei. She'en Chayev Achriyusan, but if you are not Chayev Achrayis, meaning you'd make a Nedava, you go to your sheep in the backyard and you say, this animal I bring into the Beis HaMikdash, if that animal gets lost or Nenas, I don't have to bring another one. It's a Nedava, it's not a Nedava, it's focused on the Chefsa. So therefore, in that case, it's not a Davar HaGorim L'Mamon. If I steal a Nedava, so I'm going to be putter from Dalet Vehei. That is Reb Shimon Shita. Remember the important Tosas we had 2 days ago, that where Tosas had an opinion that Darvah Gamla Mamon is enough to be Mechayev Dalet Vehei, but Garmi is not enough to be Mechayev Dalet Vehei. Right, the important Tosas, why should that be? Again, those two are overlapping discussions. Garmi is not a direct act, but it is on a person's something that's inherently worth money. Darvah Gamla Mamon is a direct act, but there's a chisaron in the chefsa that it's really not worth money. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So compare those two ideas. That's what he said over here on Daf Ayin Aleph and Beis. The bottom Tosis of Sub. You also might directly to Bedek Abayis and Mizbech. meaning Bedek HaBayis is not yours anymore. It's not the owner's anymore. Oh, Mizbeach is. Oh, Mizbeach is. Says the Gemara, Alpiyed Echad, Pshita. So where I said Alpiyed Echad, of course, you don't pay Dalav Ehe. Alpiyed Echad, right? It's only one aid. So Amri, HaKamash Malan, Alpi Atzmo, Dumya, the Alpiyed Echad. Right, no, the what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, what if you, we compare al piyatzmo to eid echad? Ma al piyed echad, ki asi eid echad mitztari fadei mechayiv. Why does this say eid echad? Because it's compared to ma'atzmo. Just like eid echad, if another eid comes later on, he can be mitztarev, and they could combine now to become a kat. Right, Rashi says, halacha is like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha in Sanhedrin, that the eidim don't have to testify exactly together. Shomen dvarav shel zeh hayom, you can hear one person's testimony today. Ukshiyav chaver lamachar shomen es dvarav, and when his friend comes the next day, you can hear his words. Asif yatzva namis, therefore biyatzva also ki asu eidim mechayiv. Right, when eidim come, he's mechayiv la afuke midrav hunam arav, excluding the shita of Rav Huna Marav, damar Rav Huna Marav, mode bekras va'akach po'edim pater. Right, excluding Rav Huna Marav, who says once you emote beknas, edim kam pater. So that's his go, the mission is going against that shita. That really you'd be chayiv. Similar, just like an eid echad could turn into a chayiv, so too al pi atzmo could turn into a chayiv. The Shidmar Sharam Zayin Balach here quotes the various makaros which discuss. Even after Gemara says that this mission is lafuke blank, that doesn't always mean that we reject that lahalacha. Because we have it the paskin like Rav, as we mentioned a few days ago. We'll mention it again today. So this lafuke is just saying the stam mission is against it, but we don't paskin that way. Let's have those folders underneath the computer for a second. The Gemara just said, Rashi alluded to the fact that we paskin like, well, the Gemara is going like the shita of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Shua ben Karcha, who says that you're allowed to accept eduyos separately one day after another day. So this comes up every Friday night. Every Friday night, so there is a tour. There's a tour and a taz, where the tour quotes the idea that Friday night, when we give testimony to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tour says it's been reish samaches, v'yesh omrim shenagu lomar oso b'kal ram umad, mishum shehu edus l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu amaisa b'reishas. Right, why do we say Vayechulu standing up on Friday night? Because it's Eidus, and you give Eidus test standing up. And the tour continues. V'ksiva amdu b'ed anashem v'darshinim elu ha'edim s'shrichan lohoid b'yachad u'ma umad s'chein tzorach she'yamdu v'yomro so b'yachad. You've got to say it together. Explains the Taz on that tour, b'yachad, nearly, d'yachad ha'mispalel ein chozer lomer Vayechulu. This is the Taz that many are familiar with. You don't say Vayechulu if you're davening by yourself. Right? Why? The ain edus or saying it by yourself. The ain edus liyachid. The edus shlema beinan. Lahaid la kadosh baruch hu. The hainu asara. So you only say it, right? You only have to say edus, right? Edus shlema. Vimirtsa yachalo merlo yiskavin lashem edus el kakari batara. Kain nir alfini is dieti says the Taz don't say it. Sounds like from the Taz, you should only say it with 10, not even with 2. And with 10, but this is the shita of the Taz. It's but at least even though that's level A, but level B on the setting of this Taz is that at least don't say it together. That's why if somebody has a long Shemon Esrei, you know, you find somebody else who didn't say Vayechulu, you say it together. Don't say it together, right? Because it's Biyachad. Ask the Magen Avraham a bomb kasha. Everybody knows this. Oh, you don't say Vayechulu separately. You find somebody to say it with. Did the Eidim ever testify simultaneously? Is that what Eidim do? You have to say it together. Eidim never say it together. They say it one after another. So what are we doing? You have to ask the Magen Avraham. It's Sorachin. The Bechoshe Mishpat Kasab to call Echad Omer b'fnei Atzmo. So what does that mean? So Vitzarach Lomar. One answer is maybe like the Sma. The Sma says no. First they said it together and then they said it separately. That's the Sma's Chiddush. That everybody could say it together first. Or like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said all the Asher's Dibros at one time and then he said it one after another. Right? Kaviyachol. So maybe that's one answer. Or the second answer is. I'm sorry. Well, this is like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. It's like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. We'll see that in a second. So, Sevi Yesh Lomar. The second answer is maybe here Avdidon Ketanakama. We go like the Tanakama. Why? So, whenever you don't understand the Magen Avraham, you look in the Machzor Shekel, the bottom of the page. Machzor Shekel explains V'yavak Avta Kaimalon Kerben Asan B'dinei Mamanis. Even though we usually paskin that you don't have to say it together. Mikal Makom Be'edusenu Hanogei Alachvodo Yisbarach Machmirim Latzeis Yidei HaMachmirim. Afilo aliva de tanakama, the tsrichim lahoid yachad. Really, we don't paskin the eidim have to say it together. You can say it one after another, but when it comes to this type of eidus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're machmer for all shitas. And that's why one can say it together. But again, until you ask the kashi, like, we're so used to it. Oh, you say it together, it's Eidus. Oh, it's Eidus. You never talk together at Eidus. The answer is maybe if there's a sheet out there that you have to talk together, we're machmer when we give Eidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. So that is the Magla Shekel. There is an amazing Bir Halacha also in this context. The Bir Halacha says, L'chadchila tov ba'asara, like the quoting the Taz earlier, U'mitam zeh ha'mespalo balachash yemaher l'sayim tfiloso. According to the Prima Gadim, that's the Bir Halacha. Just say Kushman Asri a little quicker on Friday night. Says the Chazon Ish, what? Umashakaza Mishnah Brua Lamara Tfila Kleshiyomar Vayachulu Matzibur Tzorachiyun. Kivan de Iker Milos Vayachulu Hu Yotze Betfila. He already says Vayachulu Ishman Asri. And you're going to say Vayachulu again when you get home to be Machre for this extra Vayachulu. You should hurry up Ishman Asri. This is a Hidur saying Ishman Asri Bekavan is a din. You're going to be Machre. Says, how could you say that? That's why he says, forget it. He says, no, Amarach b'tfilaso, ein roi l'katzer b'shvilzeh, v'filu b'yantif. Well, you don't say v'yachudu b'shvon esrei. Ein roi l'katzer, given to l'huskar b'gemar, sh'yomar atzibur. So that's a machlokas, Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, where they should hurry up to shvon esrei. What's the defense of the Mishnah Berurah also knows it's a hiddur? Mishnah Berurah also knows it's a hiddur that so the Mishnah Rabbis thinks maybe it's Eidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just this, isn't it just any type of hiddur? This is the whole tzibur saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. The rabbi should daven slower, right? He should make sure that everybody's finished. Take a look behind. So I put it on me. Okay. So, says the... after Brik Shalom, between the Bir Halacha and the Chazon Ish. So says the... Anyway, it's interesting. Comes up based on this this Rashi Obovi, that Rashi quotes, Ki Erechan Mitztari, if somebody comes later, it works, because we may Iker Adin, Paskin, like Reb Shua Ben Karcha, or not. But... I just said Reb Nassim. I forgot to mention this earlier. We've asked like Reb Nassim Iker Adin. So you look on the side, there's a mistake. Right? You see the asterisk in Rashi, to halacha, nirashish limchok rishuve karcha, ulhagi v'koba Reb Nassim. Right? There's a whole question there about the girsos, about who says what. Either way, Rashi's trying to tell us we're passing like the shita that says one after another. Let's continue. Two dots. Gufa. Gufa. Oh, we just spoke about something to do in the shul Friday night. Get to it later. Gufa, it had to do with me, not you, don't worry. Gufa. Right. Really? Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Very nice. Gufa, Amrav, one of my Rav, Moed Beklas Bakav, Oed and Pata, her. So what did Rav say? Rav holds, Moed Beklas Bakav, Oed and Pata. Right? If somebody's Moed Beklas and they need to become Pata, the mission was just La Fuke there. Ace, there, Rav Chisel, Rav Huna. Rabbi Gamliel, we know, had a great relationship with his Eved, Tevi, Mishnayis in Brachas. What happens? One time, Rabbi Gamliel blinded the eye of his Eved, and he was tremendously besimcha, because he could free him now. He was so excited. Sameach simcha gedola. Matzal Rabbi Yeshua, Amarlo, Ethio, Deash, Tevi Avdi, Esel, Vacheris. Did you hear? I'm setting my Eved free. Amarlo, Lama. He says, why? I blinded his eye. Tough luck. You were just motive knas, right? You don't have any eidim that did it, and you just admit it. So sorry, you don't have to set him free. So says the we'll get every line here has importance. But let's just read the whole story first. Mashma that if he would have had eidim on it, he would be chayiv even though he just admitted. Even though it's admitted. V'shamina minah d'moedu b'knaz v'akla boedu b'chayiv. So isn't that a riot against Rav? Because it's bashed from the story that if he had Edom, then the Edom would be b'chayiv him even though he just admitted. So amar lei, shani Rabbi Gamliel d'lo b'fnei bezin odi. No, that wasn't a real hodah. It was shalom b'fnei bezin. And shalom b'fnei bezin, that's why Edom would have been b'chayiv him. I've heard Yeshua av bezin hava. Wasn't Rabbi Yeshua the av bezin? So shalom b'fnei bezin avikoi. They weren't in bezin. Even if he was the av bezin, they weren't in bezin, so it doesn't count as a Hoda'a. We have a different brisa with a different version of the story, where the story says, "No, you don't have to free him because you already admitted." So my love, Tanoihi, don't we say this is a machlokas Tanoim? Hi, Tana, Damer Shekfar in Lacha Edim, the one that says, "Hell, you don't have Edim." Would say that if you had Edim, you'd be Chayiv, even if you admitted. Hey, you already admitted, so it's finished, even if Edim would come. So isn't that the machlokes? So our answer is low. It could be Modiv Eknas and then Edim come, you're Pater. Meaning, like Rav, because that's what we hold. The Hak, Hamifli, what's the machlokes here? The machlokes is, where the story was. It was outside of Bezdin, and therefore Edom would have be able to come, because it wasn't really a Hoda'ah. And one that says that Edom would not be able to come anymore, hold that it was a real Hoda'ah in Bezdin, and therefore he wouldn't be able to, the Edom wouldn't be able to be Mechayivim anymore. Period. Okay, a couple of points on the story. Number one, the Achronim discuss how exactly was Rabbi Gamliel Chovel his Eved? How was he Chovel? Was it Bemezid? If it was an accident, we know from a different Gemara that you don't go free if it was an accident. So he did it on purpose? Rabbi Gamliel would blind his Eved on purpose? But it's a Daraisa. So be Manasha. And would he be specifically Gedola? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden just says, I don't know what the case is. He doesn't answer the question. He says, Nir Beinai Dilma, sorry, wrong one, says, he said, Vitzorach Ian, Havadi Laba Kavana Avad, Tafilu Levaisho Asr. Right? Vesu, Ihachi, Matiba Shal Simcha Ata, Damashra Shaadach Shah Bitztar Hayashlo Boli Dikach. Why did he do it earlier if he did it on purpose? Right? Umadua Himtin Lo Kalkach, Elavadai Hayanifla Me Rabbi Gamliel, La Asoso Bimiskavi Nacha Boli Yodo Bimikra. Mayata Tamal Asbacha, La Simcha Mazuosa. So you know what? He must hold like the other shitas in the Tanam, who we don't hold like that. You don't have to do it by kavana in order to be free. That's what you have to say, because how else did he do it? Mustami, he did it by accident. So what? Maybe he would have done a tooth. It's less serious issue. The Shomis Yana Balacha here also discusses it. What exactly was the case? He quotes the Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak quotes from the Turei Aven: "The Yochol Adam Limchol Al Chavalaso Kedeshol Yaver Hamachabel Balav." You can be mochel on chaval. This is a big discussion in Tosus. Tosus has, we have this in Subis, we have this in elsewhere. You're allowed to tell somebody, rip my shirt. I dare you, rip my shirt. Are you allowed to tell somebody, you know, give me a black eye? Are you allowed to be mochel on chaval? You can be mochel on this case, on Adam Hamazik. You can be mochel on chavala. It's a big shiloh, whether that can be done. So he says, maybe if you hold like the shita, that you can be mochel, so the tevi avdi, vade, mochel al chavala, v'ratz alas is l'cheiris. And Gamliel was pesimcha about that. He doesn't explain what he did at the Mesa Rabbi Shogig, but either way, maybe he could get, if he could prevent Rabbi Gamliel being violating Kabbalah. Either way, that's one question about what exactly the case was. There are two Rashbas, though, on the story that are important. Number one, the Rashba says, when the Rabbi Yeshua says to him, "In Berecha Klum," because you already don't have Edim. But once somebody is, once somebody blinds the eye or knocks out the tooth, don't we say that that's a case of a chayav knas to free him? What about, isn't the Eved Tofes himself, right when the eye and the tooth are knocked out? And therefore you should say, this relates to the sugi that we had at the end of the first paragraph about Tfisa B'knas. Doesn't this Gemara prove that you don't say Tfisa B'knas? That you're not allowed to be Tofes B'knas? Like right when, if I know I'm owed a knas, then can I go and grab it from you? Does that work? So that's a big sugi at the end of the first parak. So don't we say that from here that you can't be Tofes HaKnas? So that's what you see. Mikan Nira. Sorry? But the first one, you need to get Shichur that we said for the second one. Let's say you went free by the eye to get paid for the tooth. You need to get Shichur. But here, Mikan Nira, they call Knas She'en Lo Edim, Afilu Tafas Lo Asa V'lo Klum. Shari Tevi Avdo, Shari Gam Lio, Gadol Haya, V'zoche V'atz V'lio Ben Chorin. So this is Gemara. Again, there are 5-6 Gemaras. This Gemara weighs in on the side of Tfisa B'Knas does not work, right? Or else Tevi would have been Zocha in himself. That's one Rashba here.
You would never need Edom to preserve by Kabbalah.
You would never need, if you would hold what? Tfisa B'Knas does work? Mm-hmm. If you would hold Tfisa B'Knas does work, you would need Edom if you want to go through the regular but the Eved is automatically Tofes, then he wouldn't. He wouldn't need. Number one. Number two, the second Rashba is quoted here in the Gra. Right, the Gra here, in the little, in the Aleph in brackets. The Gra quotes, also, whenever there is a Knas, is there a Lasi Sidi Shamayim to pay the Knas, even if Edom wouldn't have been there? Let's say Edom never, I steal, right, and then I'm Modib Knas, or is there a Lasi Sidi Shamayim, even though I'm Potter? So here, it sounds like there wouldn't be, because he says, tough, right, you don't have to pay the Knas. I'm going to be able to say, no, I'll pay it anyway, it's okay. I want him to go free. So it sounds like he can't do that. There's no. It doesn't have validity. That's what the Gra here says. Shrami na af latzi de shemayim ein sarach beknas below edim. Yerushalmi v'hu adin la'avak ribis. Avak ribis also is not payable. Rashba the nuka Yosef cholik. The Rashba here the nuka Yosef. So again, it's machlokas. What do you say? Maybe it's about is there a knas, you know, before Hamadas Hadin, something that we've discussed in the past as well, or does it not exist until Bezdin is mechayevit, right? That's why. Why is Modeh b'knas pater? Is it because there's no such thing as a knas until Bezdin is mechayevit? Or even if there is a knas already, you cannot self-incriminate. You cannot inflict it. It has to be inflicted because it's an onesh by Bezdin. But either way, that's the sugya that's come up a number of times. The mechayev of knas, but this is another nafkamina, whether there's a chiyav latzi de shemayim by knas. Okay, itmar. Next case. Two dots. Modeh b'knas v'achach bo edim. There is a discussion, if you look at the Maariz Chayes, to let you know whether how Rabbi Yeshua was the Av Bezdin. Right? After Rabbi, right, the story was about Rabbi Gamliel. We know that Rabbi Gamliel was removed from the Nisius, right? Gebrachos Chav Zayin, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was taken instead of him. And then once Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right, they started doing half and half. They switched off. Because it wasn't Mechubed after Rabbi Gamliel. They felt bad for him. So they did 3 weeks, 1 week, 3 weeks, 1 week. Rabbi Yeshua was the Bar Plukta. So when was he the Av Bezdin? When Rabbi Gamliel they talk about here the Maariz Chayes. I read it to you. Says the Maariz Chayes. Where is it? Near Be'enai. One second. Where is the Maariz? Here we go. He says. I guess he's putting Av Bezdin and Nasi together, it seems like. Even though that story is about the Nasi. Right? So it seems like now that you ask the question, that story is about the Nasi, not about the Av Bezdin. Right? The Maariz Chayes seems to be putting it together. Tzorach Lomar, he says, Tzorach Lomar, Dezeh HaYinasa Acher Misosol Shor Blazer Ben Azariah. He goes the whole discussion, and now that you're asking the question, right? Maybe you mean Michal between the Nasi and the Av Bezdin. I'm not sure. Okay, I have to read that Maariz Chayes slowly. Baiter, itmar modeh b'knas v'achach bo edim. Rav Amar Pater Shmuel Amar Chayev. What if you modeh b'knas and then edim come? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav bar Arhiloi. My time with the Rav. What's the reason that Rav says even if edim come afterwards, you're pater im he matzei be'edim timatzei b'dayanim. If he is found in edim, then timatzei b'dayanim. Then you're gonna have to pay with dayanim. Pratla Marshias Afsmo, excluding someone who is Marshia themselves, so then one is putter in that case. Right? The Bali Musar will talk about this. We mentioned this also when this came up earlier in the parak. That you have to be modeh b'knas. If you're modeh b'knas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll putter yourself from different onshim. It's got to be modeh to be misvada. Lomali, ask the Gemara, me'arsher yarshia nafka. So why does Rav need this pasuk? Don't you learn it from Asher Yarshiyun that they will incriminate? Why do you have two psukim? Modeh b'knas v'achach bo edim pater. Not only are you pater me'ikar hadin, modeh b'knas pater, you even pater if edim came later. That's the makor of Rav. Ushmuel amar lacha. Shmuel says, "Hahu mi boile l'gadav atzmo." No, remember all the first two blad of Meruba. We went back and forth. What the psukim are dealing with, that pasuk is to teach me that a god of himself pays kefel. Like Tanu Bechizkia there said there. So that's why that pasuk is not extra according to Shmuel. Period. Esver Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, from the following, Ra'ah, Edim Shemim Mashmashinu Bun. Let's say somebody sees Edim walking to Bezdin. So he zooms in front of them, V'yamar, and he says, Ganafti, I stole, right? Avalot Tavakti V'lo Macharti. But I didn't do Tvicha Mechira, but I stole, Einu Misham Ela Karen, he only pays Karen. Mistama, the Edim came in 5 minutes later. So you see, Modeh B'Knas Pater. Even Modeh B'Knas V'Achabo Edim is Pater. So the Rav says, no. How come I asked him to go to Shachaz Edom Lacharem? The Edom never came to Bezdin. They never came to Bezdin. Says the Rav, what do you mean the Edom never came to Bezdin? What's the Chiddush then? Of course he's Pater. There's no Edom that said that he's Chayiv at all. So the Rav says, O Hachi Gamar, Shlo Ha'idu Al Geneva. They came to Bezdin, but never said a word about the Geneva. Aval Al Tvicha, Mikom Akom Bo Edom. But on the Tvicha, Edom came. Still he's Pater. Because once he admitted on the Geneva that he's not going to be Chayiv Kefel, and then you never Chayiv Gimel B'Dalar, you only Chayiv Dalar V'Hei. That's the Chiddush. But either way, there's no raya about Modeh B'Knas V'Achav O'Edim. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. V'Amidatani Seifa Rav Elazar ben Shimon Rav Shimon Omer Yovo Edim Ya'idu. To say the second Shita says, Rav Elazar ben Shimon says, let the Edim come and testify. Don't be mechayev him. Mechal Tanakama Savar Lo. So it's Mashmash that the Tanakama says you would be putter in that case. But it's Mashmash that the Edim came. So Amalei Shmuel. So Shmuel says, okay, fine. So the Edim came. But La Vigra Rav Elazar ben Shimon Tekoi Kavasi. But you just gave me a Tana. The Seifa of that Brisa says that. There is a Tana out there that says, V'akach v'edim is chayiv. Anod amri k'rablazer Reb Shimon. So I hold like k'rablazer Reb Shimon that says, Modeh b'knas v'akach v'edim is chayiv. Fine. Says the Gemara. So, Lishmuel v'adetenoihi. According to Shmuel, it's obviously a machlokas tanoim, and he holds like the second opinion. L'Rav milema tanoihi, are we forced to say that Rav also holds as a machlokas tanoim? Is there any way to say that Rav can hold like both opinions? So Amar lecha Rav, and Ad Amar Afilu Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Rav says, yeah, I can go like both. I can even go like Elazar Reb Shimon. Meaning I, who usually says, Mode beknas, v'yachach bo'edem patur, I could go like Reb Shimon and say chayiv in this case. Why? Ad kan lekamer elazar Reb Shimon hasam elam shem dekamodi makwas biyatuta de edim. Why in that case are you chayiv? Because you see the edim walking into court and you zoom in front of them. So of course you're a liar. That's why in that case you're going to be chayiv. Aval hacha, but in a regular case where a guy just comes to court and says admits the moda me'atzmo, afilu Reb Elazar Reb Shimon moda, even Reb Elazar Reb Shimon would be moda in a regular case that you are pater. Period. Okay, so that's Rav could go like both opinions. Next, Amar Rav Hamnuna, says Rav Hamnuna, Mistavra Milse de Rav, Bo Omer Ganavti, Ubo Edim Shaganav Pater. When does Rav say, Mode Beknas, Yakar Bo Edim Pater, or even Meikar Adin? When you pater by Knas? When do you pater? When you admit, when you say, I stole, and then Edim say that you're pater. That you stole, you're pater. Why? Shechiv Atzmo Bekeren. Your Hoda was Machayev you something. Says Rav Hamnuna, you only say Mode Beknas Pater when your Hoda'a is Mechayiv you something. The Karen. Mechayiv the Karen. Aval Amar Loganafti. What if the person comes to court and says, I didn't steal? Ubo Edim Shaganav. And then Edim comes and says that he stole. Meaning, he has to pay the Kefel. And then, V'chodav Amar Tavadi Mechati. I shechted. So you admit it, that's Mode Beknas. You're Mode on the Tvichu Mechira, and then Bo Edim Shetavachu Machar, Chayiv. Tough luck. That's not Moda Beknas Pater. Why? Shrei Pater Atzmo Biklum. You weren't Mechayiv yourself anything. You weren't Mechayiv yourself anything. And therefore what? So Rashi says, look at Rashi. Rashi gives a svara here. Pater Atzmo Miklum. Look at Rashi. Behoda'a de tficha lohai Mechayiv Atzmo Klum. Shrei Yodesha Moda Beknas Pater. Oh, you probably lie. You know Moda Beknas is Pater. So if you come to Bezat Moda Beknas and then you Mechayiv yourself in something, so then you're going to be Chayiv. But here, it's not a Hoda. Why? Right, Hilchah Lav Hodahi, Umishalim Bo Edim Valor, Mina Modi Bakas Bo Edim Pater, Elhechadika Karen Biknas, Umiskave Lahachzir Mamon. Right, so it's not like from Rashi that it is a Reyasa. We don't believe you if you're not Machayiv yourself anything. So that is a discussion in the Achronim. The Shar Yosher, or Shimon Shkop, in Shar Zion, Perek Yutes, says, even in Rashi, you shouldn't be forced to say that it's a din of Sheker. It might be a din of a Hoda'ah. By definition, a hoda'a must be mechayiv. Hoda'as baldin, by definition, has to be one that's mechayiv you. If I go over to you and I'm not mechayiv anything, it's not a hoda'a. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be a case of sheker. Even if we have good reason to think that you're not lying, still, you're not going to say Moda Beknas Pater if you're not mechayiv yourself anything. He says that even in Rashi. Even in Rashi, he says that. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rava. Kipachti lo savi debe Rav. I was kopeach, meaning I hit. It means I hit with questions. I hit the elders of the Rav. Why? Meaning asking a kasha on Rav Hamnuna. Why? The whole story that we had earlier, Rav Gamliel saying, I knocked out, I'm going to free my tevi. He was potter asma miklum, havi, by saying that, hey, I'm Oda beknas. What was he mechayiv himself there? If you're going to say he's potter on the knas, he wasn't mechayiv himself anything. And yet, what did Rabbi Yeshua tell him? The Kamalir of Chizal Rav Huna, Lo Kamishani Lay. Right, and the whole story, the version of the story that Rav Chizal told Rav Huna, right, they didn't say this point. So doesn't that story prove against Rav Hamnuna that even Moda Beknas, where you're not Machayiv yourself, and you're going to be Pater? That's why Rabbi Gamliel was stuck in the story, because he was Moda, even though he's Moda Machayiv himself anything. So that's why he just says that's against Rav Hamnuna. It's Marnami, Amr Bechia Bar Abba, Amr Biochanan. Also, we have Rabbi Yochanan. Ganav, Tiubo, Edim Sheganav, Patur, Sharechi Vaswa Bekeren, Aval Im Amar Loganavti, Ubo Edim Sheganav, Vechaz of Amar Tavachi, Macharti, Bo Edim Shetavachu, Machar Chayv, Shre Patur Aswa Miklum. Rabbi Yochanan also holds like this Shita of Rav Hamnuna. Period. Who do we paskin like in all these sugyas? So we mentioned that we paskin A like Rav, Modi Bechaz Vachach Bo Edim, right? Those psukin there of Nevenzal mentioned. Right, if we pass him like Shmuel, miyichye misumoel, right, who could live if we pass him like Shmuel, that right, we're going to be moda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Edim are going to come, the Makatrigim. So miyichye misumoel, Baruch Hashem eslachti lavoni ki ravu, because we pass him like Rav, Baruch Hashem. Right, so we pass him like Rav. That's what the Rambam paskins, and that's what Tosis discusses. The question is, usually we have a rule, halacha kishmuel bedini. Right, we've Rab Machal Rabbi Shmuel Alchas Shmuel by Dini Mamunis. I don't like Rabbi Yisurim Asan Shmuel by Dini Mamunis. So Tosis B'Metziat Afla Medala says no. What did we just read? Rav Yochanan also passes like Rav. So Rav Yochanan and Rav versus Shmuel, we pass like Rav Yochanan and Rav, right? Even in the case of Mamunis, because the rule is Shmuel beats Rav, Shmuel doesn't beat Rav Yochanan in terms of Psak. That's part A. Part B. What about Rav Hamnuna? We pass like Rav. What do we pass like Rav Hamnuna's Rav? Or the other's Rav, meaning what happens if he's not modet to anything? He's not machayv himself anything. So the Rif says we also paskin like that too. That you only putter, modet b'knas putter, even if boedim afterwards, only if he is machayv himself. The Meiri here has 2 days, whether that applies to all knasos. All knasos, we have that rule that you have to be machayv yourself something, or there's something specific or unique to this case of Geneva versus Tvichu Mechira. Okay? Feel free to look at that Meiri. Says Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi, Masisa de Brisa Nami Deka, a Mishnah and a Brisa also prove this shita that like Rav Hamnuna that you have to be mechayev yourself something. So Masisa, first our Mishnah, this time what our Mishnah say, Gan of Apishtayim v'tava chumach apiyed echad o apiatzmo mishan tashlumi kefel, v'edam mishan tashlumi dalav v'hei. Our Mishnah said that if you're going to Apishnayim and then tichum mechira is 1/8 or yourself, you only pay kefel. So says the Gemara, Lama li detani ganav apishnayim. Why do you have to have the first line? Listen, why didn't the Mishnah just give a case? Ganav v'tovach umachar apied echad o apiatmo. In a Mishnah mela karen. Why don't you just see that case? Everything was done by edechad, you only pay karen. Why do you have to tell me that the Geneva was with Edim, and therefore you pay the kefa by them? You see, it's all himself. Isn't the chiddush just that you're not going to pay dalav v'hei? It's just like the whole thing with Eidechah. So, El Olav HaKamash V'lad. But it must be that the Mishnah is trying to give you a comparison. Ganav Api Shnayim, Metovach Api Eidechah, Api Atzmo, Delo Mechayv Atzmo, Bekeren, Hu Da Amrinan, Alpi Atzmo, Dumya Da Alpi Eidechah. Because we're comparing the two. Ma Alpi Eidechah, Kiyasi Eidechah, Mitztarif Bahadei, Mechayv, Alpi Atzmo Nami, Kiyasi Eidechah, Mechayv. Only in this case, where if somebody else comes along with Eid Echad, he's going to be Mechayev, so too you, in this specific case, you are going to be Mechayev if Eidim come afterwards. Why? Because you aren't Mechayev yourself anything here in the case of the Mishnah gave. Because the Eidim said you stole. But Avagana v'tavach u'makar al pi Eid Echad or al pi Atzmo. But in the case that we said, thought the Mishnah should have said, if everything happened by you, v'chiv atzmo b'keren, and you were mechayiv yourself, so then lo amrinan al piyatzmo dumi al piyadechad, you wouldn't have that comparison, because then you would not say, if Adam came labor, you would not be chayiv, and therefore the Mishnah could even be like Rav. So by the way, this is going against what we said on the previous daf, where the Mishnah is lafuke Rav. Here now we're fitting in the Mishnah even according to Rav. That's how the Mishnah proves like Rav Hamnuna. Brisa de Tanya, and the Brisa also basically says it beferish. Ra Edim Shem Mashmashin Uba and Vamar Ganavti, Yavalotavat of Lomacharti. You see Edim coming, so you run into court and say, I stole. But I wasn't Toveachum Ocher. Edim Mishali Mela Karen. So you only pay Karen there. So Lamili Lamisti, Vamar Ganavti, Yavalotavat of Lomacharti. Why do you have to have that case? Nisti, why didn't you give a case of? The Bach takes out the word. Ganavti, Otavachti, Omacharti. Why don't you say either case? Why specifically Ganavti, but I didn't? I wasn't Toveachum Ocher. El HaKamash Malan. So again, the Diyak is, Taima Damar Ganavti, Hu Dechai Basma Bekeren De Pater. The only reason you're Pater is because you were Mechayiv yourself in something by saying, I stole. Aval Amar, but had you said, Lo Ganavti, I did not steal. Ubo Edom Shagana. And Edom come and say that you did steal. Because of Amar Tavachti Umacharti. And then you said Tavachti Umacharti. You said I stole. You said I stole it, sold it, or shechted it. Ubo Edom Shetavach Umachar. Delochi Avatzwa Bekeren Chayiv. But if the Edom had said that you stole, and then you just admitted on the rest, you are going to be chayiv. That's not called a hodah. Alma hodah de tzvicha lav hodahi. So isn't that a proof? So we have a proof from our Mishnah, a proof from the Brisa. Basically, it seems like a lot of words, but for the last 20 lines, we just were medayik, both from the Mishnah and the Brisa. Why did it say one case and not the other case? So we made the diuk that in all the cases that the Mishnah said, that's what the halacha would be, but if they wouldn't have admitted about... If they would have admitted something that they're not mechayev themselves anything, then they would later be chayev. That would not be a case of modi b'knas pater. So Gemara ends off and just says, maybe the last case of the Mishnah is the Brisa is not a raya. Amri lo hi guva kamashvlan. Maybe no. The Brisa is telling you as follows: Tekiven d'amar ganavti, avakav d'lo amar tavachti v'lo macharti. Oboi d'chetavachu machar pater. Maybe the Mishnah is just telling you. The Brisa is just telling you the kiradin that if you say you stole. you're going to be potter. My time, tashlumi chamisha, amar achmanav, lo tashlumi dalav, lo tashlumi shlosha. So maybe it's no rhyme. Maybe it's just telling you that the din of dalav the hay and not gimel the dalav. Okay, so maybe the price is not a rye, even though the Mishnah was. Period. Lema ketanoi. Maybe this whole thing is a machlokas tanoim. If two people testify that a person stole, and two other people said that he was tovayach umocher, huzbu edi geneva, as we had a number of times already. If the edi geneva are huzam, edi shabala miksata bala kula, the whole thing falls apart. Because if he did steal, then there were two witnesses that he shechted an animal, but maybe it was his own animal. So the whole thing falls apart. Huzmu edi tficha, but if the edi tficha are huzam, so then hu mishal deshlume kefel. The ganav still pays kefel because the two edim that he stole still are good. The hein meshalmin tashlumei shlosha, and the second group of edim that were huzam pay three because that's what they wanted to be mechayev, an extra three to this to the nidah. Mishum sumchas amru, sumchas argues, and we have no idea what sumchas is talking about until we figure out what the case is. Sumchas says hein meshalmin tashlumei kefel. No, the edim pay kefel, but hu meshalmin tashlumei shlosha lepar of shtayim la'ayel, and he pays two and three. What is that case? They pay kefil and he pays three. What's that case? The Gemara says, "Hi, koi sumchus." What's sumchus talking about? Ilema arisha. If sumchus is talking about the first case where the edig neva become zomamin, sent Leslie the sumchus edig shabalam zada bala kula. Sumchus should hold the whole thing should fall apart if the edig neva are not there anymore. So that can't be the case. Ve'la seifa. Sumchus is talking about the second case. It's also a problem. Shapar kamir rabbanan. The rabbanan are right. Who mishav dash lomay kefil? The he mishav dash lomay gimel. So what's sumchus talking about? Ella milsa achrisi gimenayu. It must be a totally different case. That's not mentioned in the Brisa. That Sumchis is referring to a shita that the Rabbanan say that is not in the Brisa. What's the case? As follows. Kigon. Two possibilities about the cases. We're going to have one and two. Kigon, to us, first try. To us, who betray. Amrilei, ganavta. Two people come and say you stole. Amrilehu, in. Ganavta, you're right. You caught me. I stole. Vitavachti macharti. Not only did I steal, but I was toveachu mocher. Miu lo bifnechem ganafti, but you know what? It wasn't in front of you. I don't know where you guys know anything from. I stole, but it wasn't in front of you. Va'aisi sadi va'azminhu delo ba'apayo ganav, and this ganav brings edim to say imanu ha'yisem on this first set of edim. Right, he is mazim. Right, he says you're right. I stole, but you guys are edim zomamin. You guys are edim zomamin. Let's continue 1 second.
This is all happening in Bezdin.
It's all happening in Bezdin. The icy balabayas sadi, and then the balabayas brings witnesses that really saw him steal. The icy beit deganav etavachumachar that really saw him steal. So again, what's the case? Two people come to court and say you stole. He says you're right, I did steal, but you guys are in them zomamin, right? I not only stole, I was tovechumachar. I did everything. Because then, so, and then he brings edim to knock out those edim, and then the balabayas, the owner of the object, brings real regular edim that he stole. So was he moda? Beforehand, he was moda already, but he was moda from edim that were then proven zomamin, but now there are new edim that he stole. So what's the halacha here? Ubahodas tvicha kemiflagi. The machlokas here is between the Tanakama and Sumchis, what he then admitted by himself on tvicha mechira. The hoda was based on the edim, but tvicha mechira is, so is that considered a hoda? That's good for the machlokas. You're not machayev yourself in anything by tvicha mechira. So the rabbanan, sorry, the rabbanan hold, afakav the hoda that's the geneva machmas edim hu degamoda, even though the hoda of the geneva was machmas the edim, even though they were later proven wrong. But still, the hoda of the edim, it was because of the edim, hoda the tvicha hodahi, but the hoda of the tvicha is a hoda upater, and therefore you are going to be pater, even though you're not machayev yourself in anything. That's why, what does the Tanakhama say? They say that he still has to pay kefel. He has to be careful, and his pater and dalav hay. The sumcha savar no. Kivan the hodah the geneva machmas edim who dekamoda. Since the hodah the geneva was because of the edim, the tvicha lav hodah. Meaning for the tvicha is nothing because you aren't mechayev yourself in anything. Vahanoch edim kamoi da azminhu, and the first edim that became zomamin mishalmin tashlumi kefel, they pay kefel to the ganav. Vehu, and then the ganav takes that money. And Mishalem Shlosha Lapar Shtaim La'ayel. And then he, besides what he gets, he adds on Shlosha Lapar because admitting to the Tzvich is nothing. So when they eat them later on and say he was Tzvich HaMokher, he has to pay that. So he takes the Kefel from the first Edim, and then he adds on the two and the three to the original owner. That's Sumchis. But what's the root Machlokas? The Machlokas is if you admit on something that you're not Machayev yourself in anything, so is that a Hodar or not? So it's Machlokas. Rav Hamnun is in, it's Machlokas Tanoim. The Gemara says, no, maybe not.
So we don't view, Sumchus doesn't view is Hoda, once we aid them are possible that they're zomer.
Well, the first set of Adam did not say a word about Tzvichu Mechira.
I'm talking about the Kefal first.
Right, the Kefal.
So the Kefal is not a Hoda.
But on the Kefal is not a Hoda, no, because it came, even though they were later proven Zomerman, you don't say Lomafreya, they weren't there. You don't say Lomafreya, they weren't there. Because he says, you're right, he is Modeh because of that. Right? You don't say Lomafreya, they weren't there, and he admitted by himself. No, you don't say that. Especially if you say the Svar Modeh B'Knas Patur is because he's doing Shuva, and he's admitting. But he said, you're right, I stole. But he's saying, you're right. So we'll see in a second. So says the Gemara, Amar Bachar Rabbi Galo. Maybe it's not a machlokas tanon. Maybe everybody agrees like Rav Hamnuna. It's not a hodah. But the machlokas here is about something totally different. Another shas topic. The machlokas is, what if you have testimony that is impossible to be mazim? You can't be mazim. So is that testimony or not? The kagon. So usually the case is, what's the normal case of edeshi atayachol hazima? You give testimony and you don't give a time or date. How can anybody say Imanu Ayisim if you don't give a date or time? So, but this is a different kind of case. Kagon, to Asu Sadi Vamalik Anafta. Remember, two Adam come and say you stole. The Amalhuk Anafti Vatvachi Macharti. You're right. I did everything you said. But me ulobafnechem gonafil bafe ploni ploni. Right? I didn't steal in front of you, I stole in front of those two other guys. Right? Vaisi Sadi, and those two guys come. And I'm sorry, before that. And then this guy, he brings Adam. That it's true that these two guys couldn't have seen him steal. Right, just like we said before. So they're Adam Zomerman. But then those two guys that he said he stole in front of come and testify. So that second group, he said, he admits, I stole in front of these two guys. Those two guys come to court and say he stole in front of us. That's Eda Shiyata Yochal Azima. Because what, you're going to bring that? You couldn't have known, you couldn't have been there. What do you mean? He already admitted that it's true. The Nidor admits that it's true, so you can't be Mazim that. I say that they were in front of me. You can't say two other people in Manuel Yisem. I'm the person. So Uba Hakamifli, that's the machlokas. Rabban and Savri, Havi Yila Eda Shieta Kalazima. Chol Eda Shieta Yachalazima, lo Havi Edus. It's not Edus, Vesumcha Savar. No, Eda Shieta Kalazima, Havi Edus. No, it is Edus, even if it cannot be Huzam. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Vesumcha doesn't hold on that. La Kaimalan, Eda Shieta Kalazima, lo Havi Edus. That's what we paskin. How could Sumcha reject that? The Gemara says you're right. Hani mi lehecha delo yad beze yom beze shah. Sukkos rejects the regular, normal edus yachal azima. We don't give it time to lekel edus klal. That's not edus at all. Aval hacha siyu yehu to come esayale. But here it's not really edus yachal azima. It's he's being supported, and Rashi says it's just the opposite. It's the strongest edus you can have. It's not a problematic edus. He's even admitting that they're right. So it's the strongest edus you can have. And therefore, it's not a problem. There is a major discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Eidus Shieta Chalazima. Why not? Is it because of Achshas Sheker? Rashi says, it's a Reyesa. If they know they can never be Huzam, they're going to lie. Is it Achshas Sheker? Or is it no? It's a formal din of Eidus that you have to have the potential for a, for Hazama. Right? Nafkamino. What if it's Eidus Sheyachol Lahazima when they gave the testimony, and then later on it turns into Eidus Shieta Chalazima somehow? That's one nafkamina. Or other nafkaminas. But either way, that's a big discussion in the Achronim about Eidus Shieta Yachal Azima. Just finishing up, Amar Mar, Hayd Mishal Matishlume Kefel. So what was the line? They pay Kefel. Midakamode de Ganav Karenbo de Shlume. What do you mean? He admits that he stole. So even according to Sumchas, why should the Adam pay Kefel and then he'll take that? Shouldn't he pay the Karen at least? Because he admitted they should pay the double. So the Marian says you're right. Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishmei Derav Tni Tashlam to Kefal. They paid the extra payment. The Shamsi Yonah Balacha here again quotes, right, it says here, Rabbi Elazar says in Mishmei Derav. So whenever the Gemara says Mishmei or Mishum, so what does all that mean? So most Rishonim, quotes the right, say, quotes the Rashbam and Baba Basra and elsewhere, Mishum usually means that you didn't hear it from the person. You heard in the name of the person who was an earlier dar. That's what Rashbam says about Basra. But there is a Sefer HaKrisos, one of the lesser Rishonim, who says maybe it just means that it was in a different generation. Not that in the same generation, but you didn't hear it from in a different generation. So he quotes all different sources. Is that really true? There are examples where somebody was in the same generation and you see Mishum. But either way, Mishum means you didn't hear it directly from them. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, tomorrow is all about Hekdesh. Right, Kashim is back, Kashim is the Kabayas, and getting into Tuma and Tara. Kalami Lizro Kazarak Dummy, getting into Tuma and Tara. We'll see where Jason leaves me off. because you know Dafayin Zion there. Gotta let me know. Gotta work on Tosas all Shabbos. Okay, stop here.